And coming to you live from the Strixon Studios deep in the heart of Dixie, this is Southern Fairway Sports Radio presented by our good friends at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile. You can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Hello again, friends. Randy Bergen here with you this morning as we are broadcasting live from the Strixon. Doug, you never let me finish that, do you? You like to interrupt me there. But
well, I like your that laugh you do, Randy, for no reason. It's the final round of the Augusta National Women's Amateur.
We've got a lot to get into. That's one of them right there. And we're going to hear a clip from a very special person coming up in just a little bit, Doug.
Yeah, I had a chance to chat with Casey Weidenfeld, who's playing in the final round right now. She's plus one, I think, for the tournament. And some great players out there. It's a beautiful spot to be.
There is no doubt about it. We're excited. I love this time of the year. The Masters, of course. Big 89, Russ Wood hanging out with us, and we were talking about about the tournament on the way over here this morning.
I got you beat.
Yep. Oh, you been more than three? Yeah, I've been to the Masters three times, and one time I got to go to Saturday and Sunday, and then two practice rounds.
Yeah.
So
Saturday and Sunday's getting crowded.
Very much so.
We were talking about. I think I went in 97.
Went in 97. Yeah.
And you know, they had a limit. My brother-in-law, or ex-brother-in-law, lived in Thomaston, Georgia, right outside of Augusta. And his family had tickets for 25 years,
yeah.
You know. And the only way you can get tickets is the person assigned to that ticket. They can't pass them on.
No, they can't.
No. His dad signed a checkbook, and he passed away. And he got to go 10 years after his dad passed until Augusta found out that he, you know. But that was – I mean, if it's assigned to you, you can't give it to your family. That's your tickets.
Yeah.
But back then, there was a limit on the number of people they let in there. And I think they upped it about 5,000 people or so a couple of years ago.
I looked at my grandfather's ticket that I still have from 1970.
Oh, wow.
The other day. You know how much it was?
$25.
$20. $20 for the week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
I still got mine, too.
Well, that's the voice of Big 89 Russ Wood, Doug Holton in the house. Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, your turn. How you doing, brother?
Went in 2017, 2022, and then I played it last year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, and you played it all day.
We played all day. I played the par three, and we played the front side, I think, three times. Couldn't get on the back because everybody's taking pictures at Amen Corner. But it is a special treat. Thanks for having me on, Randy. We had a great mayor's outing yesterday.
You did a great job yesterday.
Yesterday was a lot of fun, and thank the FIFA people, and we raised some money for Fairhope Educational Enrichment Foundation. It was really good. The mayor was out. Can't ask for any better weather than we've had this week. So
right. Went
very well, but come see us at Quail Creek, and love to have you down.
Yeah,
thanks for having me on today.
I'll be there next.
Job.
We'll be there next Friday. JTC,
that's
Foundation
right.
for Cancer for Kids. We'll be there.
Yep.
You're looking forward to Bobby Clark's get-together.
Yeah, Jackson Clark passed away from testicular cancer, and
right. We'll
have a benefit for him.
And that's what
Friday.
April is Testicular Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Right.
So thus the JTC Legacy Tournament that will be there at Quail Creek next Friday.
If you'd like to come join us, call us down at Quail Creek, and we'll get you on the entry list.
Hey, we got a lot to get into today. There's no doubt.
It's full.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, 29 teams. Christy shut down the online. Now, you can still call and try and get on the waiting list, but 30 teams, I think, is the limit. And there's 29 teams as of 2 days ago.
Ooh, I got to brush up the carts, don't I?
Yeah. All right, so we have a lot to get into today, okay? We got golf going on. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We've got some football. We've got spring practice. I know Doug Auburn's got their spring day today.
They did.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Alabama's got theirs next week. We're going to hear from Tiger Mike, an LSU update coming up in just a few moments. Matt Brandt is down at Gulf Shores. He's playing golf down there. We're going to visit with him in the next segment. We got Jack Robertson, Coach Jack Robertson, coming on at the bottom of the hour. Why, you ask?
Alabama's got a little different spring day today.
They do.
Out in Glendale, Arizona.
That's exactly right. And that's why I'm going to talk to Jack a little bit. Jack, of course, the longtime basketball coach for the Faulkner State, at the time, I guess, Red Eagles at one point. But we're going to talk with him, get into the mind. What's the mind of a coaching staff as you get ready for that Final Four, or the players' mind? So
didn't somebody used to do the play-by-play for that school up there for Coach Robinson?
Only about 16 years.
I'm sure somebody
about 16
somebody,
years.
I mean, they had to have they put Coke crates in his chair so he could see the game. You know.
Yeah, that was Russ Wood. Tall bench.
That was Russ Wood right there. So he's gone. So I don't know. I have no idea where this show is going to go today. I'm going to be honest with you. When you bring Russ in here, you have no idea. Just hold on to your steering wheel.
I'm interested, Randy. Though a lot of people are saying Alabama. You know, they've had a great run, and this is UConn today, right? I don't know if that's the case. I mean, Alabama's red hot. They're playing as good as anybody in the country. I think they got a shot against UConn.
Well, I do too. And I'll tell you, watch the ladies last night. And Iowa, I'm going to tell you what, that young lady played extremely well for Iowa. Again, they beat UConn last night.
Yeah.
And I think UConn was the favorite going in that ball game.
Yeah. Doug, the I've always kept up with basketball, but mm-hmm. I've actually watched it more this year than I have ever have, like most Alabama fans.
Yeah.
But they had eight transfers. You know, the Nelson kid came, you know, and early in the Charleston or one of the teams that they were supposed to beat pretty good, he only scored 3 points, just kind of lackadaisical day. And then against North Carolina, he has an all-star first-round pick day.
Yeah.
But they've had about four or five players who step up at different games, you know, versus – like Randy and I were talking, you got a Michael Jordan, you got a one-man team, you can pretty much cover, double him, you know, and stop him. But the eight transfers they got in, four of them are all – each one of them have had a good game when they needed it.
Yeah.
You know, they shut – the last game they played, not North Carolina, but the game after that. But, you know, after Nelson had his good game, the next game they double-teamed Nelson really bad, mm-hmm. and the other kids stepped up and scored about 24 points.
And I think Carolina tried to do the opposite. They were after the, trying to cut Sears off,
that's right.
Yeah. And then, Nelson goes crazy.
And then the next week they shut Nelson down, and it wasn't Sears, but it was the third guy. The balance is good, I think.
The fun thing about watching Alabama, no matter who you're a fan of, when we were kids, Randy,
that wasn't that long ago.
No, that was just a couple of years back.
No, Randy, you know, he was on dictionary. You know, he still got dictionaries in his.
But Bob. When you played basketball, I guess you played basketball as a kid.
I did against the Globetrotters. The only time I did.
I was there. I saw him.
But when your teammate shot the ball, and What did your coach tell you to do? Block out, get the rebound,
sure.
and put it back up, right?
Right.
Well, Alabama doesn't do that. They get the rebound, they block out, they get the rebound, they throw it back out for another three.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Hey, I wanted to mention real quick, we talked about the ladies there, and, of course, it'll be South Carolina and Iowa playing. Iowa's actually a one seed, and UConn was a three seed. So
yeah.
What you're going to see are two one seeds playing on tomorrow night.
Yeah,
South Carolina and Iowa.
Yes,
so,
and South Carolina was even with NC State at halftime yesterday, and they just dusted them in the third quarter of play. And Iowa and UConn, a really good basketball game last night.
And as you mentioned, today you're going to see on the guy side of it, you're going to see North Carolina State, that's an 11 seed, take on number one Purdue. That happens at 5:09 on TBS. And then at 7:49, you'll see number four Alabama taking on number one UConn for the championship. And I got to tell you, listen, I watched that North Carolina State game the other night. Those guys are playing. They got a reason. I mean, they're on
Cinderella.
A mission. That would be a big one, too. That'd be a big one. But I do like Alabama against UConn. It'll be a big step. But I think if Alabama Sears gets serious, okay, how you like that one?
I think he's serious.
And you get Nelson in there.
Estrada.
Yeah. Those guys, yeah. I think it'll be good. So
yep.
we'll see what Coach Jack Robinson's got to say about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. So, Bobby, let's turn real quick. Let's talk just a moment about – do you have a golf tip for us as we get ready for our Friction of Cleveland
I always golf have a tip golf tip. We just take Randy out to the range and watch him for a minute, and I'll come up with golf.
Oh, my God. What is this?
Randy update, man? What is this? Be Randy update? What's going on here?
A little tip I'd like you to try is take a golf tee. Go out with your 7-iron, Doug, or an 8-iron, and take a tee and put it in the back of your grip And then where the ball line is out in front of you, imagine a line from the back of the ball all the way to your target. Now, that line also extends to the right all the way to the horizon. And take that tee, and as you turn your hands back in your swing, keep that tee pointed at your ball line or at your target line as your hands go back. And what we're trying to do is get you to set your hands on the correct plane. If that tee starts pointing down toward your toe line or toward the back of your heel, you're off plane and you're too vertical. And also, if you go back and your tee is way horizontal or pointing to the horizon, then you're, as we say, too flat. And that can cause you to swing back and come back over the top. So to stay on plane, take that tee all the way to the top, get your hands parallel. And as you return down, take that tee and point it down towards your ball line. And it'll help you stay more accurate and hit the ball a lot straighter. And that's what we call staying on plane.
Yeah. And that's what we call the Shricks on Cleveland Tip of the Week. All right, when we come back, we're going to head down to Foley. We'll talk with Matt Brandt. He's down there playing the Kraft Farms. We've got that coming up for you right next. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Boy, we are having a blast right here in the studios. Glad that you are with us. And tell you what we're going to do right now. We're going to head down to Gulf Shores, Alabama. We call it L.A., Lower Alabama, where our good friend Matt Brandt is hanging out. And he's hanging out at one of my favorite places, Kraft Farms. Beautiful, beautiful Arnold Palmer golf course. And you're down there with our boys Ryan Mello and Bill and, of course, Chad Leonard, by the way, Chad's son now, who was at Duke at quarterback, now at Notre Dame. Couldn't be more excited for them. But, Matt, glad to have you on board with us. And what are the course conditions down there at Kraft Farms?
Well, I'll tell you what, man, great to be here on the call with you guys this Saturday. It's gorgeous out here. I mean, Kraft Farms is always in great shape. But I'm out here on number six, a little breezy, nice sunshine. The greens are fantastic. And I tell you what, I really do miss being in the studio with you. But because I'm out here, I miss it a little less.
See, and I understand that. I understand that. You said the greens are in great condition. Listen, when are they not in great condition? They do such a wonderful job down there.
Yeah, you got that right. I mean, this one of the few places you can come in Baldwin County and then get a nice, consistent green from hole to hole. The staff is fantastic. The practice area is great. I love coming down here. I'm down here today with my son, Tyler. He is going to surprise me and his mother later on today with a grandbaby reveal party. So I'm really excited about today, and we're going to have a little fun with that this afternoon.
Well, first off, congratulations again, Paul. And I know that's going to be great for you. And Grandma Nikki, oh, I can't wait to see her. Do we call her Grandma?
Well, I tell you what, she's bounced around a bunch of names. I'm going to let you call her whatever you want to call her. And I'm gonna wait and sit back and find out what she wants to be called.
There you go. That's the smart thing to do. There's no question about it. We're visiting with Matt Brandt. He is down at Kraft Farms in Gulf Shores, one of our favorite places to play. By the way, when you go down there, you set up a tee time. You can play Cypress Bend or you can play Cotton Creek. Either one of those, you're going to very much enjoy. They do a great job down there. Tell them we sent you. If you've not played down there recently, or it's been a little while, or maybe you've never played there, you will have an absolute wonderful time. As Matt just mentioned, from the time you walk into the pro shop to the time you walk off the 18th green, they take very good care of you. So go down and have fun. Matt, all right, we know when you leave there today, you're going to go home. You're going to have the reveal, and we can't wait to see whether it's boy or girl. But then you're going to be packing your bags because you're heading east, young man. Go east to a little town called Augusta because they got a tournament going on.
Dude, you're not kidding. This is amazing. So I got this reveal today. A buddy of mine passed on two tickets to the practice round on Tuesday. So Tyler and I, my son and I, are going to go up there. Neither one of us has ever been to the Masters, and I'm so excited. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking and shaking, trying to hit putts, and I'm thinking I'm going to be at the Masters next week. I'll be up there walking the grounds of the Masters, having a pimento cheese, maybe a little chicken salad, maybe a little barbecue. Maybe a little master style lager. I'm ready, man. I'm so excited. I've talked to everybody I know about the Masters and who's gone and what they've done and what they experienced. Not one person has ever said one bad thing about it, and they all want to go back, and they're all jealous, and I love it.
Well, you can't say anything bad. I mean, what could you possibly say that would be bad about Augusta National? Zero. There is nothing you say bad. By the way,
great little segue here, because next Saturday we are going to have a live report from Augusta National, so you won't want to miss that, and that'll happen right around 10:15 next Saturday. So we're looking forward to that. All right, before you go, I got to ask you. Now, look, we were talking about odds here a little bit later. We're not going to tell you who our long shot is. We don't want everybody to know who our long shot is. But who do you think? I mean, obviously, you got to put Scheffler in there. You got to put Rahm in there. And we talked a little bit about it last week. But what's your feel after you watched Scheffler last week lose to and say congratulations to a young man that was very well deserving of winning the Texas Children's Houston Open? Mr. Steven Yeager gets his first victory, 37 years old. Couldn't be happier for him. Very much well-deserved, and he gets a trip to Augusta National as well. But who do you see? As we get closer to it now, where are your eyes focused?
Well, I'll tell you what. Scottie Scheffler, we talked about him. Of course, he's got to be your odds-on favorite. As far as my personal, like, emotional pick, I'm really pulling for Rory. I really want Rory to do well. I really do. I think we know he has a talent. He's just got to get that Grand Slam, and this is his opportunity. Slightly further down the list, maybe Wyndham Clark really stands out to me right now with his iron play, his putting. He just keeps on getting better, and you never know. I mean, at the Masters, anything can happen.
Matt, you're absolutely right there. No question about it. And, you know, I've told you, I'm pulling for Rory. I really would like to see him win this. Obviously, there's some folks that are pulling for a live player, some that are not. I'm personally not pulling for a live player. I don't care if they do win, but that's not who I'm pulling for. I want Rory to win it because of kind of what's happened to him this past year, and it would close the door for that Grand Slam for him. And I'm rooting for him. There's no question about it. But I tell you who else I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for you, all right? Do we need another little Brant ride or walking around here? I think so. So let's see if it's a boy.
You know what? I agree with you. We'll take all the brands we can because there just can't be enough of them.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking to take over the world, man. I mean, come on.
Wow.
But hey, before I go, I got to let everybody out there know, really glad to be a part of the show and loving being out here at the Craft Farms. I've got to go miss another putt, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Well, hey, man, good luck. You and Tyler have a blast, and we can't wait to hear what happens when you get back from the Masters, my friend. So go finish up your round, have a great time, and good luck on the reveal today.
Thanks, brother. Talk to you guys later.
All right, there you go. There he is, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, a very good friend, Mr. Matt Brandt. You know him as The Voice.
And we always enjoy The Voice. Matt, I know he's having a big time, and good luck on that reveal today. All right, welcome back to Southern Fairways. Randy Bergen, Doug Holton, Bobby Hall, Big 89 Russ Wood. Do want to remind you the Alabama-Mississippi District Championship is going to be held at Glen Lakes on June the 10th. Now, this is a one-day qualifying tournament if you have a junior. And, Bobby, we talked about this last week and the week before. This is a very, very unique tournament because a winner will have an opportunity to go play down in Doral for the Optimist Club.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that they're hosting that, and that tournament's been around a long time, and it means a lot, and a lot of college coaches will be watching. So good luck to whoever makes it, and I'm sure they'll have a blast.
It's the Optimist International Junior Championship at Doral Resort in Miami. You can qualify on June the 10th at Glen Lakes, excuse me, I started to say Quail Creek. Bobby, you're fixing to have a tournament you didn't know about. But if you'd like more information, contact our good friend David Musial, 251-955-1220. By the way, Tiger Woods was a participant in that, and he won it. So
amazing. How does he do that?
Imagine that. Hey, one of the things, of course, we're talking about golf in this segment right here, and you've got the Augusta National Women's Amateur going on right now, and you had an opportunity to speak with someone.
I did, Randy. I was just checking the leaderboard, and they are off and running this morning. Thursday after she finished her round and qualified for the final round at Augusta National, I had a chance to talk on Tiger Talk Overtime and War Eagle TV to Auburn's Casey Weidenfeld. Anna Davis missed by a shot, and Megan Schofield also didn't make the cut. But Casey Weidenfeld, who is playing for the first time at Augusta National. The first two rounds are at Champions Retreat down the street, but she's playing for the first time at Augusta National. She is currently plus one for the tournament and plus one for the day. after seven holes of play today, and I had a chance to talk to her about her experience earlier this week.
Yeah, so I always watch the Masters every year, grew up with it. I just really enjoyed it. And when ANWA got announced, that was my goal. I wanted to play in ANWA, and I watched every year of that. And when I got that invitation this year, I was pumped. So to get that experience and make the cut and be where I've dreamed of for the last few years, I'm just really happy.
How about your game right now? You told us a little bit about your round, but 72-72, even par. Of course, that was at the Champions Retreat, not at Augusta National. But coming into this tournament and now, where do you think your game is, and what will be your strengths over the weekend?
Yeah, so my game has been – it's kind of plateaued a little bit the last few weeks. I played really well at the Darius Rucker, but then struggled a little bit at the Valspar Invitational and also the Liz Murphy. It's been more – putting has been a bit of a struggle. So ball striking has been really good, very straight off the tee, straight irons. So the last 2 days I've been really focusing on putting and making sure I'm rolling it where I want to. And I felt like that helped a lot today, especially when it was so windy. And my speed putting, my lag putting was very good. So that, I think, really helped me shoot those two even par rounds.
All right, that's Casey Weidenfeld again from Auburn University playing in the Augusta National Women's Amateur. And you can check out some more of that interview if you'd like at WarEagleTV.com. Go to our Twitter page, and the podcast from Thursday night is on there.
Very good, very good. Bobby, we got to throw a shout-out also.
Yeah, well, around the South, around Mobile, Pensacola area, there are several senior organizations that play, and we love having the seniors out. It gives them a chance to play some different golf courses. And last Thursday, we hosted the Southern seniors. Most of them are from the Mobile and Baldwin County area. But I was working in the grill, Randy, and getting drinks out for the guys, and Wayne Reynolds walks up and just starts talking about your show and how much he enjoys it. And he's been a longtime listener back when he was working at the Gulf State Park.
Oh, my. So, was it Fred Dreyer? Was that who that was back there?
I can't remember. But anyway, we thank you, Wayne, for listening all these years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk a little basketball. We do that with Coach Jack Robertson right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen, Doug Holton, Bobby Hall, Big 89, Russ Wood, and you. We're glad you joined us this day. We're going to go to our Strixon, Cleveland guest line and welcome in a very good friend of ours. He is Coach Jack Robertson, long time. Coach, how long was it, 44 years at Faulkner State?
It seems like it was about 2 years, Randy. It flew by so fast.
I know it did. It went by extremely fast. I tell you, had an awesome, awesome career there at Faulkner State. 855 wins. I think you had, what, three state championships, if I'm correct, and run up more than three times. And you won a bunch at the Southern Division Championship, and you got to play in the National Championship Tournament three times. How did you do in the National Championship? Did you win one of those?
No, I wish we had. The first year we went was 1978, and I had four, and the 1977 team was like 26-8. We had four freshmen and a sophomore. Bart Risen was our point guard, and then the next year Bart had left. He was a sophomore, and of course we were picked to do it all, to win it all, and we played. We were like 12-15 late in the year, and I made a change and put a freshman point guard in. Bart was such a good leader, and the other four were really, really good players. One of them was Pete Myers' brother, Walt Myers. And so we started playing good. That young man came in, the freshman point guard, and he started playing, and we won three games in the state tournament, went out to the national tournament, and unfortunately we played Nolan Richardson's team when he was in the JUCO, and so that's kind of how it happened. It happened late, And I think that's kind of what Alabama's done. They struggled late in the year, and then all of a sudden they found the key, and they have turned it on and playing really well right now.
Well, I know you said many, many years, you've always said you got to be playing good in March, and certainly that's what Alabama's doing right now. Of course, they'll take on UConn tonight at 7:49 on TBS in the Final Four. Kind of walk us through what the players' mentality is after playing all these games, being on the road, and then what the coaching staff is going through as well.
Well, I could have bought stock and Pepto Bismol. I was so nervous. But you think, and I'm sure Bobby and Russ understand this, you think, have I covered everything? Have I covered the end of the game? Have I covered pre-game meal? Have I covered all this stuff? Did the manager bring all the uniforms? And, you think about all that. You're nervous. Can we handle it? What am I going to do at the end of the game? Players are going through the same thing. What am I going to do if I'm at the free throw line with a chance to win the game? What if the coach calls me to hit the last shot? And so stomachs are churning. But the thing is, both teams have that going on at the same time. And it's whoever can handle it the best. And I'm sure Bobby understands that on the golf course. How do you handle being nervous? And so that's what they're going through, and they're excited, yet they're nervous too. And they kind of won't hurry up and get the game. This will be the longest day of the year for Alabama players and coaches. This game, this day will seem like it'll never get to 8 o'clock.
I bet. We're visiting with Coach Jack Robertson, the longtime head coach at basketball coach for Faulkner State. Doug?
Hey, Coach, Doug Holton here. How are you?
I'm great, Doug.
I was just interested in your perspective, thinking about Coach Oates at Alabama, going from the high school level to where he is now. I guess every coach dreams about getting to that top level, going to a Final Four or an NBA championship or whatever. But his progression from the high school level to where he is now, that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And, I've said many, many times, there are a lot of good coaches in the high school, in the JUCOs, in the Division II level, that could make good Division I coaches. But you kind of have to be an assistant with a big-time college and with a big-time coach to get those chances. And Sanford hired a really, really good high school coach, and he took them, and except for a call at the end of the game, he would still be playing, possibly.
Good stuff. But you have another one, Doug?
No, I was just thinking. Yeah, I was just following up on that comment, Coach. I wonder what you thought about Arkansas and Coach Musselman going to Southern Cal and maybe what the Razorbacks would do.
Well, I think he's wanted to get back to California for a while. I think his family's out there. And I think I read where his family his mother or something can't drive or fly. She hates to fly. And so he's going to get back out by her. And the rumor I heard was maybe the Ole Miss coach might be making a move. So I don't know what the latest is, but Arkansas's got a rich tradition in basketball. And I think it would be it's going to be an ideal site for some coaches.
Coach, let me ask you this in closing here. How do you see the first game tonight or this afternoon, North Carolina State and Purdue? Who do you predict to win that? And who do you predict to win the Alabama-UConn game? And who wins it overall? What's your prediction?
Now, you don't want my prediction. I thought Custer beat the Indians. But, but I tell you, Purdue's got an animal inside, don't they? And, I don't know. Somebody asked the other day how you guard him. I'd say I play behind him, let him get his two, and hope we can get more threes than he does twos. You're not going to stop him, but you got to keep him off the board. So, but North Carolina State's on a roll, and they've got a lot of confidence. I think it's going to be a tough game, and an Alabama game. If Alabama can keep it close, they'll win the game. If it's a runaway, then UConn's going to be the winner, is the way I look at it. But I like Alabama's attitude right now, and I like what they do. I like what Coach Oates said, shot from the free throw line, a two-point shot from the free throw line is just the same as a shot from under the goal. The difference is under the goal, you're going to make a lot more of them. And so he believes in either shooting a layup or a three. And it's really worked well for him.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for taking time to be with us. Look forward to seeing you at Wind Dance on the 21st in the Southern Fairways Golf Tour Tournament there. Look forward to having you, and always enjoy talking with you.
Thank you, Randy. I look forward to seeing y'all.
All right, buddy. There you go. Coach Jack Robinson.
Appreciate
Listen,
you.
He was – all right, my man. Inducted to the Baldwin County High School – Baldwin County High Hall of Fame, the NJCAA Region 2 Hall of Fame, and the NJCAA Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame. So he kind of knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, some great years there.
Yeah.
Interesting to hear his perspective. And that's going to be a good first game, as he mentioned as well. A lot of people talking about Edie as the player of the year. I've had the chance to watch him a couple times in the postseason now. He's a big guy in there, but
I mean, 7 foot, you can't – there's no – I mean, they were talking about practicing against him. I saw a little clip in North Carolina State.
Yeah.
You know, they were trying to, you know, how do you guard a 7 foot guy? How do you practice against a 7 foot guy? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they were even holding up like
get one for yourself. I think that's the way to do it.
They were even practicing with the guy holding a piece of wood up, so you had to shoot over that 7 foot guy.
Is that legal?
In practice.
Okay.
If you could bring the board, you know, you definitely would.
But. Yeah, I think they got to double him somehow. You know, rake the ball out of his hands when he tries to turn around and shoot that jump hook.
Randy and I could guard him. We'll just kick him in the shin.
No golf clubs allowed.
What do you call them things that you extend your height? Those stilts?
I
mean, Randy would – there's not a set big enough for him.
Bobby, why do I take this abuse?
Like I said, we kick him in the shin.
Exactly. You'd have to go shopping for a week in advance for those, Russ. For Randy.
Let me just tell you all this, okay? And I'm a pretty humble guy. But
just ask you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just ask Randy.
Special K for the Globetrotters. He wasn't 7 foot, but he was like 6'7".
I know you.
And I went right over the top of him.
I saw it. I was there.
I'm just saying.
And it went in.
How high was the goal?
It was a 9 foot goal.
Yeah. Okay. I was thinking 7.
Three pointer, baby, top of the key.
Oh, you
nothing but string music.
You shot a three pointer over.
Yeah.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't go over the top of him.
Over the Globetrotter.
It was over. That went. He was right there.
Like you didn't dunk over him.
He didn't even raise his hand. He was laughing so much.
Yeah. He actually said, "You want it, little man? You want it? You know, it's all choreographed.
Little man. Little man.
It's all choreographed, and they got it. You know, they're mic'd up, and he says, "All right, little man, you want this?" I said, "You gonna give it to me?" He said, "Yeah." He stepped out of the way. Nothing but string music, and it was so weird. Because it when it left my fingertips, everything just went in slow motion. And it's kind of like, go in.
Of course, the rest of the day, Randy's shots didn't even hit the goal.
No, he took me out. If you remember, he walked me out. And he said, "Here, you sit right over there the rest of the game." So, anyway.
I'm just thinking about what if we get Purdue and Alabama in the finals?
Wow.
And what if Purdue throws it into Edie and Alabama just says, "Go. Just go shoot your jump hook or make a two-pointer.
Yeah.
We're going to come back and shoot three.
Go do your slam dunk. Well, we're going down there to three."
Yeah. And that's what Jack was saying.
Yeah.
You know, you let him get his two. You just see if you can get more threes than he does twos.
Yeah. It's all mathematics.
It is. It's all statistics.
Isn't that what Nate Oates – Nate Oates is a mathematician.
Well, look, hey, he
right?
talked to a lot of folks, too. One of the he talked to Coach Saban, trying to get his thoughts.
Oh, Lord.
On,
well, Saban talked to the team a couple of times.
Well,
does he play basketball?
Yeah. He does. Saban, there's a video during the spring of a couple years ago, and he was in the – you know, I don't know if you've ever been to the lower gym in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, yeah.
But where we used to have to do our – unfortunately
– in the Coliseum, right?
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of people don't know there's a full gym underneath there. And that's where – when it rained, guess where we got to practice? And that was no fun.
Nice warm climate down there.
Yeah, but we were not allowed to play basketball.
Yeah.
Coach Bryant said – basketball and water skates. If I catch you, you're off the team.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was a secondary sport back then, wasn't it?
Well, we snuck over there and tried to play, but if you got caught because we had two or three starters twist their ankles, you know, he just didn't want us back. But that lower gym, there's a lot to be said about that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to be said.
I remember those days with Wimp Sanderson.
Oh, big Wimp.
Oh, yeah. Jim Farmer used to tell me about them. Yeah. He was on that bunch. back in the day.
Bobby.
Moving on.
Yeah,
Bobby. But then we used to go play golf at the university course, Bobby, you know. But we were allowed to do that, even though we got out there and we were told we couldn't hit practice balls because we made too big of divots.
It's fun, you know, kind of switching gears, going to Tuscaloosa and playing in Old Colony. I was really impressed the time I got to go to the Jerry Pate facility up there and watch it. So, you know, Alabama men's and women's team have some great players coming out of there. So
And the university has a great court, you know. I mean, I guess it's still there, isn't it, Randy?
Yeah.
I mean, it was – and one of the assistant basketball coaches – he worked the desk there, and I've got actually a golf bag that the Alabama team's got Alabama on the side of. I still have it, the one they used to have to carry, the little cloth ones.
Yeah.
And it had Alabama on the whole side of it.
And you still got that?
Yes, sir, buddy.
You still got it.
Hanging
still
in the museum.
By the way, he gave me a cup from the Masters from 1997.
That's right. I had a stack of them.
He's got a bunch of stuff at his house.
All right,
we'll take a timeout. When we come back,
we're
going to hear from Tiger Mike. Absolutely. We'll get an LSU update. And Russ has got an Alabama update. Of course, we'll hear from Hugh Freeze as well. Don't go anywhere. More after this. Wow. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. All I can say is wow.
Say it, Russ.
Wow. Say it, Russ.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. We are rolling through this hour. I told you it'd be the fastest hour in radio. But right now it is time to see if we can get with Tiger Mike for an LSU Tiger update. Here he is.
Good morning. This is Tiger Mike with your LSU update. We're going to talk about a little LSU women's basketball, LSU baseball, and football spring practice. First and foremost, the Lady Tigers basketball team lost in the regional finals to Iowa this past weekend. Since the loss to Iowa, to two of their biggest players, Angel Reese has declared for the WNBA draft, and Haley Van List, who was transferred in last year from Louisville, has one more year of eligibility, and she has actually today put herself in the transfer portal to go somewhere else with 1 year eligibility left. Coach Kim Mulkey is going to have a little rebuild for next year, but it's been a great ride, a national championship at 23, an Elite Eight this year. So things are going well in women's basketball. Now moving on to LSU baseball, defending national champions from 23, having a rough start in conference, started off in the first three weekends. They're 2-7. Which is hard to believe. You know, this is a young team. Coach Johnson's had a very senior-laden team last year with players like Cade Beloso, Dylan Cruz, Trey Morgan, Braden Joubert, Gavin Duga. All those guys were seniors. And besides Schemes, who was one of the greatest pitchers in LSU history for 1 year, all gone. They have talent. They've got a number one recruiting class, but they're just not gelling yet. Starting pitching on weekends has done relatively well. But that third day starter, Sunday starter, is a little rocky here and there. Now we're going into fourth weekend this weekend. We're playing Vanderbilt at home, which is ranked 16th team in the country. Hopefully they'll get back on track this weekend with Vandy. Things are looking up. A little rough start, but looking up. Now, moving on to LSU football. They're in the middle of spring practice with Garrett Nussmeier taking over as a starting quarterback. He's been there 3 years with a redshirt year, waiting in the wings after Jaden Daniels' Heisman Trophy year last year. He's looking good. I think his deal is he's got the arm. He's got a cannon for an arm. It's just when to tuck it and run if need be and when to get rid of the ball. That's going to come with playing more often with some experience. I'm looking forward to the quarterback situation. And we've got the transfer. A.J. Swan came in from Vanderbilt last year. So we have a person with 12 games starting experience in the SEC as a backup, which will come in handy. New defensive coordinator, defensive line coach. Blake Baker is a D.C. Bo Davis came in from University of Texas as a D-line coach and as a graduate of LSU. And Corey Raymond, who's a longtime LSU DB coach, was not retained by Kelly when he came in. went to Florida, got released from Florida, and now he's back at LSU doing the cornerback. The common theme there is all these guys that he brought in, Blake Baker, who coached at LSU as a linebackers coach under Coach O, Bo Davis, the LSU guy coming back, Corey Raymond coming back. So there's a lot of Louisiana flavor, and they know the territory. They know Louisiana high school football, and I think that'll go a long way with this team. With players to look for next year coming up, the cornerback K.J. Johnson, who transferred into LSU last year from Ohio State, had injuries, never played, never got on the field. He looks good. He'll be probably one of your starting cornerbacks. Besides in the running back, that's where they're thin. They're very thin. You only have three running backs on scholarship in practice this spring. Trey Holly is suspended, who was a true freshman last year. But Caleb Jackson, the true freshman last year, he looks like he's going to be running the ball and taking the lead. So I'm looking for that. But the LSU's biggest problem this year is going to be the D-line. Very thin, lost everybody, three starters from last year. So it is very thin, but Jacobian Guillory, Jalen Lee look like they're going to be the starters. Got some freshmen coming in, but I know that Coach Kelly's looking for some transfers in this upcoming transfer portal opening in May. So we'll have to wait and see. But looking ahead, the spring game for practice is on the 13th of April. Looking forward to that to see what we really have, at least for the public to see. But things are looking good. And look, we lost two, I will say, first-round draft choices in wide receivers last year. But we got two people stepping in, Kyron Lacy, who will be a senior this year. He's looking good. I mean, look, 6'2", 213, is big, big receiver. And then we did get, I think, the number one wide receiver in the transfer portal, C.J. Daniels, 6'2", 200, coming in. So we've got the receivers. We've got the offense. Our key is going to be the defense. Looking forward to spring ball. And I appreciate y'all listening to the LSU Update. Tiger Mike signing off.
Randy, do you have the fight song music for Auburn queued up?
No, he doesn't. That would be no. That
anyhow,
would be no. I do not.
It is A-Day at Auburn also. We'll do a quick update here. You know, Tiger fans are looking forward to seeing the quarterback position and Peyton Thorne, see how he does in the backups. And, of course, everybody's looking forward to seeing the defensive backs and the young guys there. Mostly they're looking forward to seeing the receivers like Cam Coleman, who's gotten all the publicity in the during spring practice. But
I'll be there.
You'll be there? Okay.
My daughter graduates from that school.
Russ will be there. Coach Freeze talked earlier this week about what he is looking for this weekend at 8 a.m. in Auburn.
Hopefully we can get through this week healthy. We've been beat up considerably at the receiver position. That's caused us a little slowdown in some of the things we're trying to do. But other than that, we're pretty healthy. So, been pleased with the energy and passion and love the things I see from our staff and a lot of our players. I think the leadership of the team has been good in holding us accountable to the standards that we set back in January. And I think that's been probably what I'm most pleased with the progress with, and excited about finishing up this week and continuing to recruit.
All right, that's Hugh Freeze. Game time today is 2 o'clock, I think, Central Time. And Russ will be in Auburn later this year. He sent all his kids to Auburn, so let's toss it over to him for the Alabama update.
Well, and for you, Russ.
Let's go. You got my lead.
I got your music.
Well, you have music for Alabama?
Heck yeah.
Don't have any for Auburn.
Dang.
Here we go.
Go ahead and fire away.
Coach Bryant, you should say.
Give us that Alabama update, Russ.
Okay, well, you know, it's an update, that is for sure. When you lose a coach like Coach Saban, you know, you got a new coach coming in. And Coach DeBoer, you know, I think, Randy, I tried to get you on. He did a Zoom meeting yep. with all former players. We had over 450 players on the call. And he's trying to get engaged. I mean, coming from Washington, it's a tough – last time we had a guy from the West Coast, I think he lasted, what, 2 months, Doug?
You ought to be engaged for $10
million. Yeah, well, he ain't the highest. You know, Dabo's the highest paid coach right now in college football. He's even ahead of Kirby over there.
And he's about 500, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, everybody's after him because he, you know, you win a couple of championships. But the standards, you know, just like Alabama, the standards is win championships.
And I'm trying to throw him off.
Yeah,
you're doing a good job.
He's trying.
You only got a minute left here. So.
Okay, well.
For your update.
Okay, well, anyway, so, you know, spring training is going on, and, you know, with all the new coordinators and coaches, Coach DeBoer has – I've seen him on a couple of press conferences. He's held his own. He came from Washington after playing in the championship game against Michigan, and he, you know, walked away from a very, very good established program. But he also brought a lot of folks with him. Nick Sheridan, the offensive coordinator, has his hands full. As Tommy Reese found out last year coming from Notre Dame and tried to turn Jalen Milroe into a backup, throwback, you know, Tom Brady quarterback, it didn't work.
Who will be the guy this year, Rusty? You think who's Alabama's best player?
I mean, Milroe's going to be right in there. He, you know, after he came back, after they changed the offense and Reese figured out, hey, this ain't Notre Dame, this ain't the West Coast, this ain't, you know, we've got a run pass quarterback, a RPI guy. Right now we got, Kane Womack as the defense coordinator.
Of course, he was the head coach for South Alabama.
Right, he was the head coach. And then, you know, Freddie Roach was at South Alabama too. He's the defensive line coach. So we got, some, but they're having to mold these players. I think they lost 14 players to the transfer portal. Five or six of them were starters. I'm not going to name their names because I'm not going to give them credit. You know, they came to Alabama.
You're against the portal then?
To a degree. I get it. You know, when there's a huge coaching change like this, I understand a player was recruited by, you know, one coach.
Yeah.
And now another coach is coming in. And unfortunately, 70% of the time, the new coaches want their kids that they believe in, that they recruited. And some of the kids, they know that. So,
yeah.
They transferred. But we have a lot of kids coming back. And Kobe Prentice and Jeremy Ballard, he transferred from Washington. He was one of their top receivers. There's a handful of players that have come in, and it looks like we're going to make a difference. But it's all about the coaching.
That is. Yeah. It is. That is your Alabama update.
And those shoes. You got to talk about the shoes.
Bobby, don't be jealous on these shoes.
These are game day. These are TP89, which is the total package.
For those not watching on video,
and don't ask my wife about TP because she'll call it toilet paper. So.
Okay. All right. Hey, Bobby, I couldn't be happier that you were here today.
I've had a great time. Southern Miss has their game today in Hattiesburg. We're looking for big things.
There you go.
Come see us at Quail Creek down on 181.
There you go. Hey, real quick, who wins the Masters next week?
Scheffler.
Okay.
Scheffler. Okay.
Will Zalatoris.
I like Will Zalatoris.
I like Scheffler, too.
Okay. I'm going with Rory McIlroy.
The Russ Wood Show is next.
Absolutely, baby. Hey, the total package,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my goodness.
TP.
I have lost this show. I have lost this show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hopefully, you'll be back with us next week. For the whole staff here, Randy Bergen, have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.